Let's go through all the bags that I have. Let's start with my first designer bag. This one is Burberry belt bag, crossbody bag. I can't really say that I wear it much nowadays, but this one was from Baku, Azerbaijan, my hometown, and it holds really like good memories. I love it. It's so cute. And it was really when, you know, the belt bags were a thing, so this one was like really popular. The next one is this beautiful, gorgeous Alma Louis Vuitton. I got this one in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. And I keep wearing it like this. I do this. My husband actually came up with this hat because it's too long for me. And the strap, like, you can't regulate the strap. So my husband was like, oh, why don't you do this? So that's how I wear it, because it's just too long. But I also love wearing it just like the handles. It's gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous bag. Love it. From the same store in Jeddah, I got this bag. I think it's the store that's on, I just checked the address. It's Thalia Street, Al Andalus, something like this. Anyway, that's where I got this one from. Love this Neverfull LV in the size, what was it, it's a medium size. Love it. It's just such a classic bag. I feel like traveling, everything, it's just beautiful. It's, you can't go wrong with the LV Neverfull. Then I have my Goyard Saint Louis in the size PM from Paris, France. I think I got it this year for Christmas. I think so, last year. Anyway, love it, love it, love it. It's beautiful. This is a beach bag, gym bag, university, just like everything. You can fit your whole life in it, actually. It's so big. But this is still the small size. You can also get a size bigger, which is like huge. And I want it as well. Then I have this Prada Clio bag from Baku, Azerbaijan as well. It's my newest bag, actually, Longchamp. I got this one in Mauritius. Beautiful orange color. This cute little Tory Burch, oops, so twisted, Tory Burch bag I also got in Baku, Azerbaijan, and it's just so cute. I feel like just if you want to go outside, run some errands, you put it as a crossbody and you're good to go. It's really cute and fits a lot as well. The next bag is this Hermes hair bag that I got in Vietnam, I think 2 years ago. Literally wore it once to the airport so I can get tax-free. Like, I just don't know what to style it with. I didn't know. I just saw it and I was like, oh, I can buy it. And they were like, yes, you can. So I got it. Like, literally, it was the most impulsive buy. And they had Picatin in a dark red burgundy color. I could have get the Picatin and I didn't. And I feel like that was one of the biggest mistakes in my life. But anyway, she is cute and I like, got in my mouth, and I like her. The next one is my Louis V bag that I got in Rome, Italy. So beautiful. You guys seen me wearing this with every outfit in summer. This goes with everything. Love it. Then I've got this beautiful Bottega cassette bag that I got in Paris, also for Christmas, in this gorgeous fondant. Was it fondant color? Anyway, it's so pretty. It's so soft. My next bag is this beautiful Dior that I got actually in Saudi Arabia. I got this one in Riyadh in Kingdom Center. And the manager of the store, she was so lovely. We ended up exchanging numbers. And anyway, it was a beautiful experience. And I got a beautiful bag. And just like that, we're on my last bag, which is from Mango. I got it in Dubai Mall in Dubai. And I feel like it's my most asked bag. It's just so gorgeous. It fits so much. It's the perfect summer bag, beach bag, pool bag, you name it. Gym bag, amazing, fits so much, and the handles are super strong. Like, trust me guys, I put so many things in it. It should have been ripped long time ago, but it's not. That's it, you guys. That's all the bags that I have so far. I am currently building a new bag wish list because Christmas is coming and we're traveling soon. So anyway, let me know what is your dream bag at the moment, because I need some ideas.